This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It is my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station that you're listening to, or for you're joining us via online in digital form at GCNlive.com. Welcome with open arms. If it's your first time hearing Auto World, again, thank you very much. If you're a loyal listener, I thank you even more. This program has been around for a long time. Started back in 1992, kind of moved around time slot wise until 1995 when it locked into the slot that it's being heard right now live. And of course, along the way, I've done many other automotive radio shows, and we love to talk everything automotive here on the program, whether it be brand new cars, classic cars, whether it be cool events, whether it be talking with celebrities from time to time. We've got lots of great things planned for you in the months ahead, as I've been struggling with some health issues, but I'm slowly getting better and getting my steam back, so to speak. We're going to have some fun in this hour of the program because our scheduled guest from IntelliChoice has called in saying that he is not able to make this hour due to a family situation he has to deal with. We understand that completely, so that gives me the opportunity to talk to you guys and to play a little bit of trivia intermixed with a whole lot of automotive news. But let's begin with a little bit of trivia. This is an easy one, especially for folks who are a little bit older, perhaps folks in their 40s and 50s and 60s. So here's the question. Who wrote the book about the Chevrolet Corvair? It was called Unsafe at Any Speed. Now, for those of you who weren't familiar or aren't familiar with the Chevrolet Corvair, this is a vehicle that was sold by the General Motors brand back in the 1960s. It had a rear engine design, a rear kind of pseudo mid-engine design, but it had a lot of cutting-edge technology. But this gentleman, a very famous consumer advocate, came down and said, "The vehicle is just plain unsafe at any speed." That was the name of a best-selling book. It was a big deal. General Motors made adjustments to the vehicle, but in the end, they had to cancel it. And it's unfortunate because many folks, including myself, do not believe his claim that it was indeed unsafe at any speed. And the other situation is today, all these years later, they're very collectible, and there are clubs around North America saluting this particular car. So once again, the trivia question up for grabs, and we're not just playing for free here. We're going to get you a cool prize from Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. It's Jay Leno's personal favorite online automotive motorcycle gift shop. There's something there for everybody, from food to signs to furniture to clothing, you name it, all kinds of cool stuff. Unsafe at Any Speed. Who wrote that book about the Chevrolet Corvair? And unlike many weekend shows you hear these days, we are indeed live right now as you speak. So, as I speak. And hopefully you'll be speaking soon as well. But let's talk about some of the stories making headlines in the automotive world. Of course, the big story has been the press days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show. And for some of our stations, we'll be talking a lot about that a little bit deeper into the show. But let me just say, if you're listening in California on one of our great affiliate stations and never been to the LA Auto Show, I would tell you that you definitely need to make it something that you do over the next couple of weeks while it's open. It's normally a show that's very much focused on green automobiles, but 2016 was quite a bit different. There wasn't that focus so much on green vehicles. There was really more focus on sport utility vehicles and crossovers. There were some stories, like the fact that Jag has made the decision to dive into electric-powered vehicles, and when you see the success of Tesla, and when you can see the results of a number of awards given out to electric vehicles. Motor Trend last week just awarded their 2017 Car of the Year to the Chevrolet Bolt. Not the Volt, but the Bolt. I saw the Bolt last year in Detroit when it made its debut as a concept vehicle, a thinly disguised production version of the actual vehicle. This is a true electric with a more than 200-mile-an-hour range. Not mile-an-hour, but 200-mile range. You can drive this vehicle without having to recharge it. And that's been a big problem for selling a lot of folks with electric vehicles. There have been a number offered, including the Nissan Leaf, for example. The Ford Focus is available in electric form. The Kia Soul is available in electric form. But none of these have more than 75 or so miles, 100 miles tops, that you can drive, especially if you're running things like air conditioning or heat or your stereo or any of the other power-grabbing things that we all take for granted today in vehicles. This is the first time that we've seen any offering less than the stuff that Tesla offers. And, you know, Tesla continues to get lots of publicity and will continue to get lots of publicity. It's kind of the car du jour for the Hollywood folk. And certainly if you drive a lot around or in affluent areas of any state, you will see them. In California, they're all over the place. But even where I presently reside in the Orlando, Florida area, you do see them around. And it's really a tiny car company. I spoke to somebody a little bit earlier today. You know, they get so much ink, so much publicity, so much talk. And in reality, I think in an average month, they don't even sell 2,000 cars. You know, they build that many Ford F-150 pickup trucks in a week. And some of the boutique sports car makers, like Porsche, is selling between 50 and 100,000 cars a year to their die-hard enthusiasts, but they don't get any of the publicity that Tesla does. But the big news for this Bolt is the fact that it will give you Tesla-like range at a price, after you take off all those government rebates and everything else, at around $30,000. So that is big news. Another green story to come out of Los Angeles was Toyota talking about hydrogen power to be used in heavy trucks. This is a type of fuel that has been experimented with by a number of automakers, including Honda. But there isn't the infrastructure, at least presently there's not the infrastructure. I know Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was the governor of California, I almost started to do my Arnold impression for you, but then thought better of doing it. He thought, he was going to do the hydrogen highway, so to speak, but it's underway, but nothing we're going to see anytime soon. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Email is a viable alternative as well, bob@autoworldradio.com. And when you get a chance, check out my website, Auto World Radio, and check out NorthAmericanDriver.com. That's going to be the hot one in the months to come for car reviews. I know there's one going up on the Mercedes Maybach sometime tomorrow. So check out NorthAmericanDriver.com. We'll put it in neutral, take a pit stop, and then more of Auto World around the bend. So don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president. And here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain. But I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief, too, that we'll send you a one-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-9500 right now. That's 800-269-9500. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-9500 for your one-week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-9500.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Very much for joining us and just talking to Andy, my technical producer. He's a guy, master control of GCN in Minnesota, and he was talking about the magic finger from the Busted Knuckle Garage. That's just one of the prizes that you could pick up for answering the trivia question here, which is who wrote the book, A Consumer Advocate? That's something you don't hear so much in the year 2016, but back in the 1960s and 70s, you know, that was an emerging thing. That was something that was a big deal. And so this gentleman is probably the most well-known consumer advocate. And he wrote this book about the Chevrolet Corvair, and he called it Unsafe at Any Speed. And, of course, General Motors was furious, and it eventually caused Chevrolet to stop production of that vehicle. I may have a winner here in my email, but we'll leave it out for the telephone callers just for another moment. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. And I'm talking about some of the stories that have been making headlines in the world of automobiles in this past week, including the fact that the press days of the LA Auto Show are officially over. A normally green show had a couple of different stories, but nowhere near the number of green stories. The one that I was referring to before the break about Toyota looking for hydrogen power, perhaps, to be the fuel for its heavy-duty truck segment, and Jaguar, or as sometimes, for a long time there, they insisted they really wanted Americans, and they wanted us journalists to make sure that we pronounce Jaguar the way they do in the United Kingdom, and that's a Jaguar. But after a few years of attempting to do that, it seems like everybody's just given up, even the Jaguar people. So we'll call it Jaguar. They have a brand new crossover sport utility vehicle. Jaguar's never had an SUV or a crossover. One of the main reasons why is the folks at Range Rover and Land Rover are owned by the same parent company. So there are dealerships that are paired that have both Jaguar and Land Rover, Range Rover. And if you want the Range Rover SUV or the Land Rover SUV, you got it there in the same dealership. So why have a competing product over at the Jag side? But Jaguar seeing the explosion of the crossover sport utility marketplace, more people these days are buying the crossovers than sedans. And it's something that the industry really didn't see coming. And the compact ones are doing extremely well. That's the hottest area of the marketplace right now. If somebody asked you, what's the hottest vehicle out there? You know, is it a full-size pickup truck? Is it a sports car? Is it a four-door sedan? Is it a high-mileage compact sedan? No, the answer is it's a small crossover sport utility vehicle, and that's where we continue to see growth. So Jag came in with a vehicle with a very interesting name. It's called the F-Pace. I have not had the opportunity to drive it yet, but it has received accolades as so many of the recent Jag products. I have no doubt a little bit of a bias towards Jags. I myself have never owned one, but I have had a lot of wonderful press vehicles over the last 20, 25 years. Matter of fact, my first press vehicle I ever received was a 1996 Jag XK8 convertible, and that was a big deal for me when I got my first press car. It was in 96. I still love when I get a Jag from the folks down here where I reside presently, from the folks at Prestige. Hats off to the great team there, Marcello and Angelo. And up in Boston, where John Bugsy Lawler is the keeper of the flame up there, and that's where I hail from, and eventually probably will be heading back there when things settle down a little bit down here. But, okay, looks like we may indeed have the winner. I was kind of going through my email. We had a bunch of people email me up. But let's go to Dan on the talk lines at 855-660-4261. Roger joins us in Lake, New Jersey. I really appreciate you calling into the program. Roger, how are you doing? Roger, can you hear us? You should be able to hear us. Roger, can you hear us?
I do, yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, absolutely. Whereabouts is Lake, New Jersey?
Lakewood, New Jersey? It's Central Jersey.
Oh, Lake. Okay, wonderful. Excellent. My wife is from New Jersey, so I've been there a number of times in the last 10 years. New Jersey gets a bad rap. Boston, in my opinion, growing up in Boston, I always used to hear the comedians, they always would make fun of New Jersey, and everybody thought that all of New Jersey was like Newark. And the reality of the situation is New Jersey has got some absolutely beautiful countryside, absolutely beautiful areas, and I believe you're from a beautiful area of New Jersey.
Oh, thanks. I was calling because I think I have the answer.
Okay, great. Who wrote that book called Unsafe at Any Speed?
Was it Nader? Ralph Nader?
Yes. You got it. Congratulations. You are going to pick up a prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Before I hand you back to Andy, let me ask you a little fantasy question here that I've been asking people for a long, long time. Roger, if you were fortunate enough to win a lottery and you had an opportunity to purchase a brand new vehicle for yourself and perhaps a classic vehicle as well, what brand new vehicle would you select and what classic vehicle would you select?
Maybe a Jag.
Very good.
A Chevy.
Very good. Excellent. You're a man with exquisite taste. Hang on the line and make sure and give all your information to Andy, and he'll email me all your stuff. I'll send it to Roger. I'll send your stuff to the gentleman who owns the Busted Knuckle Garage, and you're going to get a really cool prize. And don't be a stranger. Call us again.
Thank you so much
for listening. There in New Jersey, we have a number of great New Jersey affiliate stations, and I'm happy to be on up in the Northeast where I hail from, and I'm also happy to be on down here in Florida where I presently reside. We're on a number of great stations in Florida, including a couple of new ones. A couple of stations in Sarasota have picked us up, and soon we will be on here in Orlando, where the Orlando area where I reside. So looking forward to that. Our next trivia question here will make it a relatively easy one for you guys. We're going to be giving you kind of a name, the maker of a vehicle question after we take a quick pit stop for some important messages. So get those dialing fingers ready at 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World, and we are live all across North America on great radio stations as well as live on GCNlive.com. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We've had one trivia winner so far from the great state of New Jersey. Let's see if we can have another one. We'll throw out this trivia question here, and we'll make it a question from the 1980s. Who made the vehicle in the 1980s? Known as the Riata. Who made the Riata in the 1980s? This was a two-seater vehicle from a brand that's really not particularly associated with two-seat vehicles. Let's see if you guys can get that question right. I'm racking my brains here. I believe it was definitely a two-seater. I don't think it was a two-plus-two. But it's definitely from an automaker that's not really known for sporty vehicles. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Yes, I'm 99% sure it was a two-seat vehicle. Have you ever owned a two-seat vehicle, you folks out there? I've owned two. I've owned two Corvettes in my lifetime so far. I've been giving up on maybe getting another one someday. I doubt I will ever, but with God's help and a little bit of luck, who knows? Maybe I'll end up getting one or something even cooler now that I have a family. It would be nice to have a little bit bigger of a vehicle that I could bring my wife and daughter along. That's why I'm such a fan of all the modern-day muscle cars, which are just spectacular, and, of course, some of the Grand Touring cars, which are equally spectacular. Again, the question is about the vehicle known as the Riata. Who made the Riata back in the 1980s? Whoever comes up with the answer to the question, you will get a free prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. I started out talking about the green LA Auto Show not being so green. Well, I talked about Toyota talking heavily about using hydrogen in heavy-duty trucks, but JAG, they came through with a concept vehicle that really surprised a lot of people based on their F-Pace, which is their crossover sport utility vehicle, and this is an electric, all-electric vehicle with Tesla-like range. And the thing that really makes this JAG so remarkable is the fact that without a hood line, they can do some wonderful things with the styling. And if you've seen any of these modern-day JAGs, which are all penned by my good friend Maury Cullum, ironically his brother is the design director. Maury Cullum is the design director at Ford. Ian Cullum, I should say, is my good friend, the head designer at all things JAG. And he does an absolutely wonderful, wonderful job. When you just take a look at the styling of some of these vehicles, it's remarkable. So they showed a concept electric vehicle based on the F-Pace. And if I had to guess, the vehicle known as the I-Pace, this is the beginning of electrification for JAG. And the automaker has gone so far as to say perhaps half of its models, between 40 to 50% of its models, soon could be battery-based or at least offered. So that's an interesting story to emerge out of the L.A. Auto Show as well. Our telephone is open for you, and Andy is taking your calls at 855-660-4261. Who made the Riata? Let's see what we got here via email. Mazda, no, there was no Mazda Riata. Dodge, no Dodge Riata. Ford, no Ford Riata. Mitsubishi, no Mitsubishi Riata. I'll give you a hint. It was indeed an American nameplate, an American manufacturer. So that narrows it down a little bit. Who gave us the Riata back in the 1980s? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Another interesting story to emerge this past week is the fact that Ford is not going to be moving production of their Lincoln MKC crossover to Mexico. Donald Trump, of course, one of his bullet points during the campaign was very true, to be honest with you. I mean, no matter, you know, if you're a Hillary person or a Trump person, Trump is right about this. And this North American free trade agreement that Bill Clinton signed in the 1990s was great for the companies and very good for consumers. Because the car companies could build vehicles in Mexico and then ship them up here to the United States of America and Canada and have no tax or tariff on them. However, if the shoe was on the other foot and we wanted, you and I had a car company and we wanted to sell our cars in Mexico, we'd have to pay a hefty fee to import our vehicles to Mexico. So it was a totally not fair-based law when it was signed, and I'm sure it's going to be repealed under Trump. But Ford announced recently that, you know, all of their small car production is moving out of the United States. There may be some movement on that, but the fact that they kept this Kentucky plant open to build the Lincoln MKC saved 28,000 jobs. I was just reading before I went on the air this today that there's no FCA vehicles built in the U.S. anymore, and that's kind of sad. I did not realize that. There are a number that are built in Canada, and I know Fiat Chrysler Automobiles are renegotiating with the Canadian auto workers. If you buy a Challenger or a Charger or a Chrysler 300, all three of those vehicles, just to name a few, are built in their Windsor, Ontario facility. Let's hope that they keep them here in North America, because it's become a global world, a global economy, but there have been so many jobs that have been taken out of this country. And when you look at the automotive industry, it's not only the automakers, but it's also the people that make the parts for the automakers, and it's also the aftermarket suppliers. Sometimes they'll design a product here in the U.S., and then they'll have it manufactured in a place like China or Mexico. And that means jobs are taken away from Americans, which, in my opinion, is not a good thing. I loved looking at one of the correspondents on MSNBC on election night. You know, a gentleman working for MSNBC in an anchor position, no doubt making six figures or more. And, you know, all these people were surprised to learn that, you know, there are people out there in America hurting. He said, "I'm not hurting, but I guess there are people out there hurting." Well, you bet. You bet. I mean, this broadcaster you're listening to, who's been a broadcaster since the age of 17, is hurting. There are millions of people hurting here in North America. There's no middle class anymore. You're either filthy rich and you can buy anything you want. You can buy some of these million-dollar cars that are produced today, or you're on the government taking government assistance. It's pretty much, there's no middle class. I grew up middle class. That was the heart of America. Let's hope Trump does great things to bring back the middle class. But let's get off politics and continue to talk about some of the stories making headlines this past week. And we're going to tell you about some other really cool, interesting stuff after we step aside for some important messages. Still got the trivia question out there. Who gave us the Riata? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers. And I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lick-O-Chop. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. and from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Guess what? We've got a winner. Jack Black. I wonder if it's the Jack Black. Is it Jack Black, the actor who has got it right? He just wrote me the Buick Riata. You are 100% correct. If it is the famous actor Jack Black, I met you once in Los Angeles. We were both going on the same plane. And, of course, not only is Jack Black known for his acting, comedic acting, he also had a musical group with his best friend called Tenacious D. It was the United Airlines, I remember it well, and it was the overnight flight. I think I was going from Los Angeles back home to Boston, but I had to go through New York City. And it was during the time when the Lakers were in the playoffs, and Jack is a big fan. And there he was sitting in the waiting for the plane along with his buddy, who I should remember his name, is his partner in the musical group. But I won't say he was the most friendly celebrity that I've met, and I've met a bunch, but it was an honor to meet him, and I certainly respect his work. He's a funny guy. But we have a guy by the name of Jack Black who has emailed me up at bob@autoworldradio.com. Jack, if you're the man himself, or maybe you're a much better man than celebrity Jack Black, you most likely are. Just email me back your address and the year, make, and model of your vehicle, and I'm going to pass it along to the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy is the owner, and he's going to hook you up with something cool. Let's throw out another trivia question. I'd like to have 3 winners in this hour, and we'll make this one also a relatively easy one. Henry Ford. Now, we were talking a little bit earlier about Donald Trump, and he sent out a Twitter the other night. He just got off the phone with his good friend Bill Ford, who said, "We're not closing that Kentucky plant." And, of course, Donald took credit for that, whether it's true or not. I mean, I think it's smart of Ford not to do it. 28,000 jobs would have gone down the drain in Kentucky, and we have a number of stations in Kentucky, and that's the last thing that you guys need. So I'm happy to hear that if the decision was because of Donald Trump, fantastic. If it wasn't, fantastic. It's good news either way. So here is the trivia question for you. Are you ready? We'll make it a relatively easy one about Ford's. Back when Ford debuted their first vehicle, the first vehicle made by the Ford Motor Company for production was, of course, the Model T Ford. And the Model T Ford was available in only one color. What was the color that the Model T Ford came in? Henry Ford had a famous expression, you can have it in any color as long as that color is blank. What was the color that the car that really made mass production happen? Up until Henry Ford and his assembly line, I've been to all those historical places in Detroit, and I encourage all you folks, if you're ever in Michigan, to go to some of those places. Ford does a wonderful job with their tours of various historical sites within the Dearborn Village, and within there's a great museum there that's devoted not only to Ford but to really American history, and there's a lot of great sites to see. And as a journalist, I believe it's open to the public as well. They take you to the Rouge, which is an assembly plant. They build F-150s there now, but that was the site of a famous protest to do with unions way back in the 1930s. You'll get to see all the green things that they do. They got, they grow grass on the roof, and they recycle the water and do all kinds of greeny things, and Ford is to be applauded for that. I'm not making fun of them for doing it, but check it out. But who can tell me the answer here to the question about the Ford Model T, the original mass-produced vehicle, the car that put America on wheels? I think it was about $500, which was a lot of money back then. Let's go to Bud Crisp, who joins us on Chadwick Island, New Jersey. Hey, Bud, thank you very much for calling in. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's great to hear from so many wonderful New Jersey callers here tonight. I bet you know the answer to this one. Henry Ford, as I said, was quoted as saying, you can have this Model T in any color. However, that color must be what
black
color? That's right. And I've never seen anybody modify one. You think there would be some person out there who is a collector that might take an old Model T and paint it red or something, but they pretty much keep it true to its heritage, and that's not a bad thing either. But as long as I've got you, I'll ask your fantasy question here, and that is, if you are fortunate enough to win the lottery, I would love to win the lottery, and I would put it to good use. I would help a lot of people, not only myself, but I would help a lot of people as well. But how about yourself? If you could win the lottery, and if your significant other allowed you, you could treat yourself to a brand new vehicle and a classic vehicle, what would go in your garage there in Chadwick Island, New Jersey?
The classic car would be a Accord.
Oh, what a great car. A lot of younger listeners don't know what we're talking about. This was a groundbreaking car for its day. There was a Mr. Accord, and had hideaway headlights and had front-wheel drive. It was offered a supercharged version, a very good-looking car. My mom used to tell me stories when she was young, looking through the windows in Brookline, Massachusetts at Accords, and they're a classic today. Great choice, Bud. How about on the new front? Anything catch your eye?
Not really. I think maybe Bentley or something like that. It might really go crazy.
Why not? Yeah, the Bentley, of course, today is owned. I have to stop and think. Bentley is owned by the Volkswagen Group. But I can tell you, they're fantastic. I had an opportunity to have a Bentley Continental GT Speed back when I lived in Boston back in 2010. I only had it for 3 days, but I'll never forget it. It was the most expensive press vehicle I ever had at my home. It was over $300,000, 600-plus horsepower, weighing between 5,000 and 6,000 pounds. The thing was fast. It had a W12 engine, which is a very unique engine configuration. It's kind of the mating of two Volkswagen VR6 power plants. But this car would go 0 to 60 in the fives, even though it weighed 5 to 6,000 pounds. It was like a locomotive, amazing brakes. And they've got other models, too, of course. They got the Mulsanne and many others. So a Bentley is a fine choice, and a fine choice for a gentleman who likes cords. So, Bud, hang on the line. Andy is going to get all of your information. And don't be a stranger. Listen to us every week there in New Jersey on beautiful Chadwick Island. Thank you so much for the call. Three trivia questions in this hour of the broadcast, and that's not too bad. I knew it was going to be a fun hour, and it has been a great hour. Let me tell you about some of the other stories that were a big deal this week. You know, Volkswagen's still reeling from their scandal, the diesel scandal, and because of that, they're going to be laying off about 30,000 people worldwide. A little secret about this, not too many people know this, but I'm going to give you the secret, and you can share it with your friends. This technology was actually invented by Audi engineers. Technology that would sense if there was a driver in the driver's seat, and if it sensed the vehicle was running and the wheels were moving and there was no one in the driver's seat, it was most likely being tested. So the computer system would do fancy tricks to dial back the emissions. So it was Volkswagen's cousin company, Audi, and those engineers who came up with that you got to admit, clever software, and I believe there's been other cheating out there as well. I won't name names, but you can pretty much guarantee if Volkswagen was doing this, other folks were doing it as well. Well, that's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, we want to thank you very much for coming along for the ride for this hour and invite you to stick around on many of these Auto World stations for hour number two. I'm Bob Long.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.